Rule number 11 is simply to adjust, which means get your listeners more involved. Know at this point that good small talk requires active involvement by all participants. As a master communicator, your job is to adjust your conversations so that every participant has a freedom to talk and listen in relatively equal terms. That way, your interactions can be balanced, enjoyable experiences for everyone involved. Here are three ways I've chosen to define the word adjust. 1. To adapt, change, and conform to new conditions. 2. To change so as to match or fit into a particular environment. And 3. As it applies to this book, to redirect your approach to a conversation so that your listeners can become more interested and involved. The best conversations occur when each person has the freedom to participate fully. On the other hand, the worst interactions often happen because one party monopolizes the discussion and the other person doesn't have much of a chance to join in. Here are some ways to avoid hogging the talking time by making sure that other people get fully involved. The first way is to pause to let others respond. When you speak, make sure that you leave room for others to enter the conversation. By pausing periodically, you allow time for your listeners to naturally pose a question or to make a comment. If your audience doesn't have anything to say during your pauses, you've either got them totally captivated or else you've probably already lost them. Another way is to ask for their opinion. After making a point or completing a statement, you can quickly follow this up by asking your listeners what they think or feel about the opinions you express. For example, I will often frame a question by saying, "I'm just curious if you have any reactions to what I said," or, "By the way, what's your feedback on this?" If my statements are clear and simple, I'll just cut to the chase and ask, "So what do you think?" Keep in mind that the less comfortable people are with you, the less feedback that they'll voluntarily offer you in return. Another way is to change to a more appealing subject. Sometimes the choice of a particular subject may be a turnoff to your listeners. In another situation, you could have already made your essential points and it's time to move on to another subject. The smart adjustment is to discuss something definitely appealing to the person you're talking with. That way, you can get them to participate with more enthusiasm because you'll be talking in terms of what they care about. And one more way is to check in with your audience periodically. If you're offering a lot of factual content, it's a smart idea to make sure that your listeners don't get lost along the way. Some questions to ask periodically are you with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? And do you follow me? Even occasional right, you know, with a question at the end in your tonality, at the end of a statement will keep your listeners in step with you. Just remember that a confused mind is never persuaded. So if your intentions are to influence people with your ideas, you'll have to make sure that you adjust your talking so that your listeners don't get lost and confused in the details of your talk. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must adjust like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. Get your listeners more involved in your conversations. Once you know and appreciate the significance of this essential part of successful daily communication, it's only a matter of playing around with the ideas, adding your own creativity, practicing with greater intention, and putting it to the test on a daily basis in your own life until it becomes an automatic part of you. If you should ever feel discouraged or frustrated on your journey, remember that the natural ability to succeed is already inside of you. Just let it come to you. It's really that easy.